Elizabeth Bryson arrived at Port Phillip on October 2, 1841, sailing from Greenock, Scotland on the Thomas Arbuthnot. She was listed as Eliza Byron, aged 18, and occupation housemaid. She was from Glasgow. A mere 9 weeks later, we hear about Elizabeth's exploits from the Port Phillip Gazette, dated December 12, 1841. It states, Elizabeth Bryson, a lady of the Pave, was charged by Constable Waller with obstructing him in the execution of his duty when he was clearing a public house of a disorderly assemblage and wishing to have a round or two with him in a 24-foot ring by way of easing her mind, for which she was sentenced to pay £2. Well, what else was there for a girl to do on a Saturday night in 1841 in Melbourne? Whatever the reason she was there, she seems to have been a spirited young woman. Elizabeth died from exhaustion after a prolonged labour with her 14th child on February 5, 1865, at Jones Creek in the district of Newbridge. The Denali and Bedfordshire Express reported on the inquest, which highly censured the midwife for attempting to help her. Doctors only visited every few days. Elizabeth is buried at the Wonyarra Historic Cemetery.